We'll take a break. The eighth verse comes from maybe my favorite part of Scripture, John chapter 15, that familiar section, the vine and the branches. And I love that section of Scripture, the first 11 verses, preached on it many times, wrote articles on it. And I often talked as a pastor about our need to abide in Christ. In fact, the verse that startled me was verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. What that verse reminded me of is how necessary it is for us to remain in Christ, to abide in Jesus. If we don't, we're thrown away as a branch to the fire. In this passage, Jesus is speaking to his followers. People who already believe in him are following them, and he is implying that they could fall away. And there are other verses like Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4, where the reality that a person can lose their faith, lose their salvation, awakened in me something that I didn't teach. But that's not what this verse awakened in me, though. Because the question was, if it's necessary that we abide, what does it mean? How do we know we're abiding in Christ? How do you know you're abiding in Jesus? In fact, where else in Scripture does Jesus specifically teach what it means to abide in him? Here he's telling us to abide. Where else did he teach us to abide in him? I remember when that question came to my mind and I began searching. And I found a place. There's only one place that I know of where Jesus clearly teaches us how to abide in him. And that's in John 6. John 6, verse 56. Jesus says this: he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. That took me to that section in John 6 that I admittedly avoided as a Protestant minister. Those clear verses on the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist that I would write off as a symbol, but I recognize that his hearers did not understand him as speaking symbolically. They took him literally, and it bothered him so much that most of his disciples left him. And he could have said, wait, come back here, I'm just kidding, or I'm just speaking figuratively. But he didn't say that. And it's in those verses that he teaches us how to abide in him. It's in the Eucharist. It's in the Blessed Sacrament. It's in the Mass.